Erev Tov, we're at the very top of the Yuflet Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara as follows. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, third line. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'mesaper achar ha'met, acharei ha'met, keilu mesaper acharei ha'even, which means one who speaks about a deceased after he dies. It's like speaking about a rock. Some say that's because they don't know what people are saying about them. And some say that they do know, but they just don't care. Says Gemara, any? It's like speaking about a rock. Any, is this true? The Gemara tells a story. There was once somebody that spoke ill of Shmuel after his passing, and a beam fell down from the ceiling and cracked his skull and tore open the cranial sac, which means Yane, crime doesn't pay. Okay, so you see that, you know, they do care. Says the Gemara, Shani tzur b'merabbanan dekutcha b'richu tava b'ikare. Talmidei Chachamim are different because the Kadosh Baruch Hu seeks vengeance for them. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, kol mesaper achar mitlatan shel chachamim nofel begehinam. So, what does mitlatan mean? So, simple pshat is after their bed, meaning after the ptira, after the passing of the Talmid Chacham. But on the side over here, the Gilyon brings down, some explain mitlatan milashon lehatot, to turn. When a Talmid Chacham goes off and does something inappropriate, or a person to speak about it, that's what it's talking about. Not even after his passing, even during his lifetime. Nofel begehinam shneimar v'hammatim akalkalotam yolichem Adonai et po'aleh ha'aven shalom al Yisrael. Afilu b'sha'a shalom al Yisrael, even when there's shalom al Yisrael, which Tosfot seems to say applies after their death, yolichem Adonai et po'aleh ha'aven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them to Gehinam. Let's see. If you see the Tosfot on the top over here, behind le'achar mitato delatu li'intzui bahadeh, ha'msaprim bignutam, me'ach hamash mada'ir le'achar mita. Tov, that's how Tosfot understands that achar mitato is after his death. Tov. Tana deberi b'shma'el, im ra'it ha'talmid chacham sha'avar b'ra b'layla al te'arhir acharav b'yom. If you saw a talmid chacham transgressing an avon at night, do not suspect him anymore during the day. Shem e'asa teshuva. Perhaps he did teshuva. It's just usually most avonot happen at night. Says the Gemara, Shemes al kada'atach. You're telling me not to suspect him. Why? Because perhaps he did teshuva. What does that mean? Ela, vaday asa teshuva. Rather, what? If he's a Talmid Chacham, we assume that for sure he was chozer b'teshuva. Huh? Doesn't, no, that's the very next Gemara. V'hanimile bidvarim shebegufo. Aval b'mamonah ad me'adil mare. This all applies to Ben Adam l'makom. However, not Ben Adam l'makom, but averot shebegufo, but things that have to do with somebody else's property, somebody else's money. If you saw him steal at night, you don't have to assume that he did tshuva until you see him return the money. Says Rashi, המספר אחר המת בגנותו של מת אחר מיטתו, קניה מטללה, קנה גדול וכבד נפל מן הגג, a large beam fell from the roof, טללה is גג, ענקה דמוחה, כיס שהמוח מונח בו, it's the sack that the brain lies in. והמטים הכלכלותם, לעין מן הכתיב, היטיב אדוני לטובים, וסמיך לה, והמטים הכלכלותם, והמכריעים את חובתם יותר לזכויותם להטותם לכף חובה. This refers to people who subjugate their avonot to be under their zechuyot, and who is that? That is the people who rule against, who speak about the kaf chova of the tzaddikim. Yolichem Adonai po'aleh ha'aven legehinam. Vayter, says the Gemara. Ve'amar Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, bekavdalet mekomot, bedin min adin al kvod harav, v'chulan shanino b'mishnatenu. There are 24 instances where a person is, where bedin is able to be menadeh, a person to put a person in nidui, which is excommunication, and they are all learnt out in the Mishnah. This is all for kvod harav, for kvod chachamim, and sometimes kvod Hashem. Amar le Rabbi Elazar hecha, where are these 24 places? Amar le lechi tishkach. He told him, go find him. Sometimes the rabbanim would tell their talmidim to get them to be ma'ayin. Right? You don't get everything in a, if you're in a tana, a mora, you don't get everything on a silver platter. You want to find it? You want to know what it is? Work for it, right? Go look for it, right? This was pre Otzar HaChokhmah, pre-Google. Go find it, go through Shas, tfaddam. Nafak, dak, v'ashkach, He went through Shas, and what did he find? Tlat. He found only 3 out of the 24. Hamzelzel bin tilat yadayim. Huh? Mishnayot. Mishnayot of Shas. No. All Shishas Sidra Mishnah. What are they? Hamzelzel bin tilat yadayim, one who disparages or treats lightly in tilat yadayim, v'amsaper achal mitratan shel tamidei chachamim, v'amegis da'ato klape ma'ala, and a person who acts arrogantly toward Shamayim. Hamsaper achal mitratan shel tamidei chachamim, what is the Mishnah that speaks about speaking ill of the tamidei chachamim after their passing? Ditnan, hu haya omer, this is Mishnah in Eduyot, which is referring to Akavya bin Mahalalel. He was Gdol Ador. Hu haya omer, Akavya bin Mahalalel said, "En mashkin lo et hagioret velo et hameshuchereret." He says that with regards to sota, you cannot give mesota to a gioret or meshuchereret, because it says over there in the parasha of sota, bnei Yisrael. V'chachamim omrim mashkin. The chachamim say we do give them to drink if the husband gave the wife a warning and then she went and secluded herself. Meshuchereret is a shifcha kena'anit who is freed, who then becomes Jewish. She has the same status as Gioret. Ve'amru lo, the Chachamim told Akavya, ma'aseh b'charkamit shifcha meshuchereret b'Yerushalayim, v'yishkua shma'aya v'avtalion. There was a situation with Chakarmit, that was her name, or where she was from. She was a meshuchereret in Yerushalayim, and shma'aya v'avtalion were in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, and they gave her to drink mesotah. Ve'amar lahem dugma hishkuha. There's a machloket Rashi in Tosfot how to understand this exactly, but according to Rashi, they gave them to drink similar to themselves, which is what? Really, Shemaya v'Avtalion were gerim themselves. They shouldn't have given her. The only reason why they gave her to drink when she was a gioret was because they themselves were gerim. Ooh. And that was considered, the Chachamim considered that what? Insulting of Shemaya v'Avtalion, says the Gemara.
Because he said it.
One second. And then the Gemara says, v'niduhu. And then they put him in cherim, umet beniduyo v'saklu bedin et arono. They put him in nidui. He died in the nidui, and they stoned his coffin, even though he was gdol ador. Now, says Rashi, en mash hu haya omer, Akavya bin Mahalalel b'masechet eduyot, en mashkin im kinela ba'alav v'nistera. If the husband gave her a warning and she secluded herself, lo et hagioret. Divnei Israel amur baparasha. Prat le'eshet ger ve'eved meshuchrar. Becha karmit. Kach shema o al shemekoma. Either that was her name or where she was from. Dugma hishkua, says Rashi. Al shayu domim lahem hem hishkua. Shayu shmaya ve'avtalion mibnei banav shel sancharim kedamrim egitin perkanizakin. Tosfot disagrees. Says Tosfot, Dugma Hishkuha, Piresh Rashi lefi shehayta gioret kmotam shehayu gerim, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi d'moed katan, mahu dugma dekavata. Be'aruch Piresh, however, Ba'al Aruch, Rabbeinu Natan Miromi, explains this Gemara a little bit differently. Dugma Hishkuha, Metzeva, aval lo hayu marim mamash, ve'lo machku ha'Torah aleha, ela li'ira otah. Which means, he says a different shot, that what? The water was, it was fake news mesota. It wasn't real mesota with the shemot erased into it, with parashat sota erased into it. What was it? They put a little color just to scare her. But at the end of the day, why is that an insult? Because according to Akavya, Shmaya v'Avtalion did the wrong thing. So that the Chachamim considered like blasphemy, and they put him in cherem. So this is Mishnah.
The wrong thing that they did?
That they did?
You can't.
You don't play games with Misota. Either she's eligible or not. There's nothing in the middle. Now, so give her. No. If they're going according to the Chachamim, so they have to give her real Misota, not fake. Now, he says. But they were still Gedolei Ador. It's true. True. Maybe not part of the Sanhedrin. But certainly their opinion was sought after. It's not dinei nefashot. No. You don't need a Sanhedrin to be done a sota. Absolutely not. Yep. It's not dinei nefashot. Weiter. Now, dinei nefashot is when you're trying to kill her. Over here, am I doing anything naturally to kill her? Is there anything natural about a sota's death? Is there anything natural about the death of a sota? It's all what? It's all supernatural. Anyway, Bekitzur, says the Gemara, so this is the Mishnah of Nidui for Mesaper Achar Aronot Achar Mitato Shel Talmid Chacham V'Amzalzel B'Nitinat Yadayim Mahi Ditnan Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a continuation of that Mishnah in Eduyot, Chas V'Shalom She'Akaviyah Ben Mahalalel Nitnada. You're mistaken. Akavya bin Mahalalel, Chas V'Shalom, that he was put into Nidui. She'en Azara Ninelet Al Kol Adam V'Yisrael B'Chokhmah U'Tahora U'Yirat Chet Ke'Akaviyah Ben Mahalalel. On Erev Pesach, there were three groups, three shifts of bringing the Korban Pesach in the Azara of Bet HaMikdash, and they only locked the doors to close a shift when the entire Azara was filled to the brim with Jews. And there were three of those, which means tons of Jews. When they locked the doors of the Azara, when it was completely full, not one of the shifts in any of them had anybody that could come close, that could compare to Akaviyah bin Mahalalel B'Chokhmat HaTorah, in his Yirat Shamayim, in his Tzidkut. So obviously that's not him. Ela et minidu, who did they put in Cherem? Et Elazar ben Chanoch shepikpek bintilat yadayim. Elazar ben Chanoch was one of the Chachamim, and he disparaged, he mocked the mitzvah or the takanat Chachamim of netilat yadayim. Uchshemet shalchu bedin veinichu even gedola al arono. When he died in his nidui, and they put a large stone on his coffin. Lelamedcha shekol mitnade umet beniduyo bedin soklin et arono. To teach you that anybody who was put into nidui and dies that way, bedin stone his casket. So that was number two. And number three, amegis da'ato klape mala mahi.
How do you get out of your nidui?
Huh? Hatara. The bedin can be
At their discretion only?
Huh?
It's only at their discretion?
Yeah. Whoever put him in nidui. Now, another Mishnah about Megis Datok Lape Ma'ala. Mahi, this is a Mishnah in Ta'anit. Ditnan, Shalach lo Shimon ben Shatach lechoniyah me'agel, tzarich hata litnadot. Everybody remembers the story of choniyah me'agel. There's no rain, and he made a circle, and then it started raining a little bit. He said, I'm not leaving the circle. It started raining a little bit, and then what did he say to Hashem? That's not what I asked for. Right? So which means he was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Megis Dat. And then it started raining too much, and he said, that's not what I asked for either. Right? So, Shimon ben Shatach sent to Choniya Me'agel, Tzarich ata litnadot. You really chayav nidui. V'ilmane Choniya ata, gozrani alecha nidui. If not for the fact that you are who you are, I would put you benidui. Aval ma ha'eseh she'ata mitchate lifnei ha'makom ve'oseh lecha retzonecha, keben she'mitchate lifnei avi ve'oseh lo retzono. Which means, anything you demand from Hashem, we see you're a great man, because anything you demand, what? He gives you. So what? We'll let you go. Ve'alecha katuv omer, yismach avicha ve'imecha ve'tagel yoledtecha. Okay, let's stop and see Rashi for a moment. Rabbi Yehuda, paliga dil'ed dektani shenidu et akavya. She'en azara nil'elet beperek ed pesachim, she'ayu she'arei azara nil'alim kesheshochatim pesachim shel kol kat ve'kat, she'apesach nishchat begimal kitot. Korban Pesach was brought with in three shifts in the Bet HaMikdash. Al kol adam b'Yisrael, kolomar k'she'ayta nil'enet aleihem, ve'haynu kesh'nitmal'a pe lepe. When the Azara was full to the brim with Bnei Israel, lo haya bechulam adam chashuv bechokhmah v'yirat chet ka'akaviyah. There was never one person among any of these groups that could come close to the greatness of Akaviyah. El Azar ben Chanoch shepikpek. All of Am Yisrael, the entirety of Am Yisrael.
Why not the
stage?
It's not all the
Tamid
Chachamim, it's all regular.
Tamid Chachamim don't have to bring Korban Pesach?
Didn't.
So, they were there too. He says, El Azar ben Chanoch shepikpek zilzul, v'haynu nami lechvod harav she'avar al pi gozrim al hayadayim. Ilmane choni ata, she'yatsa shimcha bigdula v'chashivut, tzarich ata litnadot. Lefi she'itriach lifnei ha'makom al ha'esek geshamim, lo kach she'alti, kama pe'amim. Uchvod ha'makom, kvod harav. The kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in this category of kvod harav. Mitchate, lashon chote, nakel belibo lachato le'avivu latircho al ta'avato. He would. It was easy for him to kind of burden HaKadosh Baruch Hu with anything he wanted. And what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? Kach. Yeah? Weiter. Says the Gemara, first word on the line. Vetuleka. That's all there is. You only found three. He said you have to go find 24. That's all there is. Ve'aika detane Rav Yosef. Todos ish Romi, hinhiget b'nei Romi, la'achilan gedayim mekulasin b'lele psachim. Todos, who was the Rosh HaGola, he was the Gedol Ador in Rome for the Jews over there, and he made the minhag over there for them to eat roasted lamb, a complete roasted lamb with all of the innards on it, exactly resembling the Korban Pesach on Lil Pesach in Rome. שלח לי שמעון בן שטח, אלמנה תודוס אתה, גוזרני עליך נידוי, שאתה מאכיל את ישראל קדשים בחוץ. Says if not for the fact that you're the gadol that you are, it puts you benidui because you're teaching people. People might not know that this is the Korban Pesach. People might think that you were makdishoto because it looks like it, and you're eating it outside of Yerushalayim, which is a problem. So now says the Gemara. So why is this not one of them? B'mishnatenu kamiran v'habaraitahi. He told Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said all 24 are in the Mishnah. This is a baraita. Doesn't count. U'matnitin leka. There's no more in the Mishnayot. והעיקה הדתנן חתכו חוליות חוליות ונתן חול בין חוליה לחוליה רבי אליעזר מתאר וחכמים מתמאים וזהו תנורו של אחנאי. There's a situation, everybody knows, in those times they had ovens that were not attached to the ground. They're movable. That is a keli and it's mekabel tuma. Why? Because it's and what happens if it becomes tameh? They used to be made out of clay, out of earthenware. Once it becomes tameh, tanur v'chiraim yutatz tameim him. If it gets tameh, you gotta break it. What happens if you cut it up? You cut it up, and when you put it together, you cut it up into like little slices, okay, like a bagel, and then between each one, you put some dirt, and you don't remold it. Rabbi Eliezer says, you made it tahor, and now it can never become a kabel tum'a again, and the Chachamim said, still tameh. What happened? My achnai, achnai is a snake. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel melamed sheikifu alachot ke achnai ze vetimme'uhu. They surrounded, the Chachamim surrounded Rabbi Eliezer, who said it's tahor, with halachot like a snake, and they said it's tameh. Betanya, oto hayom, Rabbi Eliezer kept on, machloket is okay, but Rabbi Eliezer didn't back down. Even though when the Chachamim said, you're wrong, and the halacha is when yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, Rabbi Eliezer never backed down. He kept on pushing. What did they do? Oto hayom, heviu kol taharot, shetiye Rabbi Eliezer, usrafum lefanav. They brought all of the things that were made in that oven that Rabbi Eliezer said was tahor. They said it's tamen. They burnt them all in front of it. And when he still didn't stop, ulbasof birchuhu. Eventually, the chachamim put Rabbi Eliezer benidui. Afilu hachi. So what do you see from here? This is another nidui in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara b'matnitin latenan. The Mishnah speaks about the tum'ah v'tahorah aspect, but the Mishnah doesn't speak about the nidui aspect. So this one's not counted either. Says the Gemara, Ela bekavdalet mekomot hecha mashkachat la. Where do you find the 24 places in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi medame milta lemilta. Rabbi Elazar lo medame milta lemilta. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi would compare the three things that we actually found in our Mishnah, and he would compare other things to them. You know, anything under the same umbrella of disrespect to the Rav or disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu would fall under that category, and he came up with 24. Rabbi Eliezer didn't go so far as to compare other situations to this. Let's see Rashi. Yes. Mekulasim, tzluim, keshen shlemim, vetolin kirayhen vekarsulem vekirbehem sevivotam b'shepud. They used to put it on like a skewer, on a spit, and they would surround the meat, on the top of the meat they would put the legs and the kishkes, ve'al shem kach koreu mekulas, shu lashon mezuyan, like protected, okay, armored, kedem targem, ve'kova nechoshet al rosho, ve'kulsa din chasha. Belele psachim,
is this not allowed though?
Belele psachim, zechel lepesach, shetzoleu shalem, sheneibar bo, al kira'a ve'al kibo, kelomar, aim kira'a ve'aim kirbo. Gozrani alecha nidui. He says, if not for the fact that you were told us, I would put you in chirim. V'ayinu nami lechvod harav, she'asru chachamim et hadavar, lefi shu karov le'achil et Yisrael kadashim b'chutz. This thing will possibly cause Am Yisrael to eat consecrated korbanot outside. She'aro'e savur shikdisho l'shem Pesach. People who see this will think that it was consecrated as korban Pesach. Chatacho choliot.
In the first case, it wasn't a rabbi. Why did that apply?
Who wasn't a rabbi?
In the first case.
Yeah. Choni? Choni was gadol ador also.
No, the first case.
Todos?
No, before
Torah,
before
when it was. Akavia?
Akavia.
Gdol Adorim.
So
Akavia
didn't say,
Imro Ateit Gdol Ador? No, they did. Well, I mean, he didn't. No, because he said something against the Chachamim. He said something insulting. He said something insulting is different. Now, Chatechu Chuliot, Tanur Shel Cheres, Shu Asui Kechli Umtaltel, Utchilat Biriyato Min Atit, Umtzarfo Bekivshan, you solidify it in a furnace, kishar kederot, v'im nitma, yitzricho ha-katov netitza. The Torah says that if a klicheres becomes tameh, you need to break it, v'im netatzov
בעניין זה שחתכו סביב סביב כחוליות עגולות וחזר וחיברו בטיט של חול בין חוליה לחוליה. If you did this, you cut it into pieces and you glued it back together with sand. רבי אליעזר מטהר עולמית שאינו עוד ככלי חרס שלא נשרף בכבשן, וחכמים מטמאין כאחנאי, כנחש זה שכורך עצמו בעגולה. You ever see a snake goes in circles? כל טהרות שנעשו בתנור זה או שנגעו באווירו, והרבי אליעזר מטהרן, והם שרפום, the חכמים burnt them. וברכוהו, די פונם נידוי, לפי שהרבה מאוד לחלוק בדבר זה, כדי אמרים ובא מציעה פרק הזהב. He fought with them tremendously about this issue. Okay. נידוי במתניתין לתנן, ורשי says, הדה ברכו בברייתא הוא דתנילה. The fact that they put him in חרם is not in the Mishnah, that's in the ברייתא. מדמה מילתא למילתא, דאז רבי יהושע בן לוי, כל מקום שראה במתניתין שנחלק היחיד על הרבים מחלוקת גדולה, או אחד מן החכמים שמדבר קשה כנגד גדול הימנו, אומר, ראוי היה כאן נידוי. So, the רבי יהושע בן לוי learns 21 cases out of the 3 cases in our Mishnah, and רבי אלעזר does not. Right, says the Gemara. No. Now, we're going to see in the Rambam. Says the Gemara. נושאי המיטה וחילופיהן, תנו רבנן, אין מוציאים את המת סמוך לקריאת שמה. ואם התחילו, אין מפסיקים. You don't take out a mit, you don't take him out of the house towards the grave, right at the time of קריאת שמה, because you know that by doing that, what's going to happen? You won't say it. Which means, say Kriyat Shema first for a moment, and then take him out. Don't take him out at the time. Any. Rav Yosef, when he passed away, they took him out to be buried at the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Says, well, Adam Chashuv Shane. By Adam Chashuv, every extra moment that you're not taking him out is a zilzul, so over there you're allowed to do it. שלפני המיטה ושל האחר המיטה, תנו רבנן, העוסקים בהספד בזמן שהמת מוטל לפניהם נשמתים אחד אחד וקורין. People who are eulogizing a mit. If the mit is in front of him, and it's a group of people that are doing the hesped, one's talking, one goes to read. The other one goes to talk, the other one goes to read. Meaning, one by one. However, אין המת מוטל לפניהן, הן יושבים וקוראים, והוא יושב ודומם. Which means, if the mit is not in front of them, and they're eulogizing, they can eulogize even without the mit being in front of them, and זמן קריאת שמע comes, they have to read immediately. Who's והוא? The onen just sits silently. הם עומדים ומתפללים, והוא עומד ומצליק עליו את הדין ואומר. He says the following תפילה. ריבון העולמים, הרבה חטאתי לפניך ולא נפרעת ממני אחד מני אלף. I sinned so much before you, and you haven't punished me even one out of a thousand. ירצון מלפניך השם אלוהינו שתגדור פרצותינו פרצות כלעמך בית ישראל. Right? Fence in, close up the holes of עם ישראל ברחמים. אמר הבאיה, למי ועין לאיניש לממר הכי. Person should not say this תפילה. Why? What is a person saying? Says, Hashem, I sinned so much in front of you, you didn't pay me back for even one out of a thousand. Which means what? Go for it. Yeah. No, don't say that. דאמר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, וכן תנא משמד רבי יוסי, לעולם אל יפתח אדם פיו לשטן. Don't ever open your mouth to the Satan. ואמר רבי יוסף, מה יקראה? What's the pasuk for this? שנאמר, there's a pasuk in Ishaya, כמעט כסדום היינו. We were almost like Sodom. And the very next pasuk, my ahadar lehu navi, what did Yeshaya navi tell them back? Shim'o devar Adonai ketzine Sodom. They said, we were almost like Sodom. And what did Yeshaya answer them back? Listen up, officers of Sodom. Meaning what? They opened their mouth and then, boom. Okay, which means, don't open your mouth. Tov. A lot of people are nichshan on this. They say all sorts of things. Shh. Adif lishtok. That's the best thing. Now, that's a different thing. But don't mention punishment, vizeh. Oh Hashem, you know I deserve so much punishment. Oh, relax, take it easy. Don't just talk about the avon and ask for mechila or slicha v'chapara and leave it at that.
So is there any merit to jinx?
Huh? Not jinxing, but don't liftoch pe la satan. Weiter says Rashi. אין מוציאים את המת לקברו סמוך לקריאת שמע לפי שמתבטלים מן הקריאה. אין המת מוטל לפניהם שהמת בבית אחר והם מספידים אותו כאן, ויש מפרשים שנתון לצד אחר. Some say it means he's in a different room and some say he's just on a different side of the room. והוא יושב דומם האבל. למאמר האחי, a person shouldn't say this. לא נפרעת ממני דמשמע היפרע. It's משמע that you're telling the Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring it on. Okay? You don't want to tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring it on. The last person to say that was Titus HaRasha. And it didn't end well for him. Okay? Weiter. Says the Gemara. Kavru et amet v'chazru. Im yicholim le'atchil v'ligmor et kula'in. Aval perek echad o pasuk echad. La. We say only if you're able to finish the entire Kriyat Shema before you get to the Shura, you should say. But if you can't finish the whole Kriyat Shema, you can only get up to, you can only get up to, what's his name? To the end of a pirik or the end of a pasuk, you shouldn't say. Urminu, there's a baraita that says not like that. Kavru et amet v'chazru. Im yecholim leatchil v'ligmor afilu pirik echad o pasuk echad. You should say it. Says the Mari, you're right. Hachinami ka'amad. This is what our Mishnah meant to say. Im yecholim leatchil v'ligmor afilu pirik echad o afilu pasuk echad ad shelo yagiu lashura yetchilu v'im lav lo yetchilu. If you can start and finish, even one pirik, even one pasuk, before you get to the Shura, what's the halakha, says the Gemara? Do it. If you can't even get through one pasuk, what? Don't start. Okay.
But it was always from a Braita?
Usually, yeah.
However, this Rabbein is supposed to go on the Machloket against.
Back down.
Even if you know,
back down.
When you learn that this is the right way.
But he kept on paskening like that for the Tzibur.
If he would have done it for himself, it would have been okay.
That's fine. He was ruling for the Tzibur neged the Chachamim v'zeh asur. The Chachamim told him, we heard you. Okay, and even min haShamayim they agreed with him. That's all. Gemara in Masechet Baba Metziah Daf Nuntet, that the Shamayim sent simanim and a bat kol, and the Chachamim said lo baShamayim he, we're still right. Back down. That's it. And he wouldn't. And they put him in Nidui. Weiter.
Yeah.
Huh? This is machloket. This is machloket. Some say they were matiroto right before the death. Weiter says the Gemara haomdim bashura. Tanur Rabbanan, Shura haro'a penima petura, v'sheina ro'a penima chayevet. The circle or the lines, the rows of the avelim that see the avel, which means the ones that can see the inside of the circle and the avel, they're patur. But the ones on the outside that can't see avel, meaning that's the outer layer that can only see the people in front of them, not the avel, they are chayav b'kriyat shema. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ba'im mechamat avel peturin. Those who come to participate in the kavod of the avel, they're patur. Nechamat atzman chayavin. But if they're only spectators, if they're only rubbernecking, right, they didn't come for the avel. They're curious. They want to see what's going on. They are still chayav in kriyat shema. It's called rubbernecking delays. Right?
And into the shura or send beside them?
No. They come to the shura.
They're in the shura, but they're not coming for the avel. They still have to say, even though they're not.
They're in the shura, but what are they there for? Their own curiosity. Weiter.
You mentioned the other day that there is a burial procession. You have to go with them.
No, but this is the Shura. This is after the procession. This is already when the Avil is coming back. Tov says,
according to him, even though the Avil is going to pass by next to them right now, they're going to be saying Shema Yisrael.
Correct. Says Rashi, Haro'e penima et chalala yekef achore shura penimit. If you can see the inside of the circle, beyond the inner row, והאבל יושב שם, מחמת עצמן, ולא מחמת כבוד שלא באו לנחם, אלא לראות את המעורה, only to see what is going on. Says the Gemara.
מחלוקת.
It's a מחלוקת. Because he says, even the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's being mekel. Anybody who's there, לכבוד האבל, even on the outside, is patur. We don't hold like that. We hold like the חכמים. אמר רב יהודה אמר רב. Okay? Now, We're going to talk about Chilul Hashem's now. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamotze Kilayim Bevigdo Pushtan Afilu Bashuk. If a person, as he's walking in the street, finds Sha'atnez in his clothing, the halacha is that he immediately has to strip off that clothing, even in the middle of the street. Mai Ta'ama, En Chochma Ve'en Tevuna Ve'en Aitza Lenegad Adonai. Which means, no Chochmot. If it's Asur, take it off. כל מקום שיש חילול השם, אין חולקין כבוד לרב. Which means any place where there's חילול השם, you can't give כבוד. Oh, כבוד, there's no כבוד הבריות over here. This is איסור תורה, and it's חילול השם. When people see you wearing שעטנז, you know you're wearing שעטנז, and people see you continuing. Wearing שעטנז.
It's a חילול השם.
It's a חילול השם that people see you doing an avon.
They don't know what it
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter. Still, you know, huh?
Now, for instance, it's a very thick wool coat in the middle of the winter. It's like,
And you can't run home?
You're in the middle of nowhere, let's say. You're freezing cold.
And you don't know the next time you're going to see a piece of material.
Hypothetically,
pikuach nefesh dochet et kol haTorah kula. Okay, weiter. Now, says the... Huh? What? No. To be naked in the street because of sha'atnez is a kiddush Hashem. To be clothed in the street wearing sha'atnez is a chilul Hashem. Now, it's not 100%.
Not 100%. Now, this is only when it's, we're going to see, this is only when it's Sha'atniz Vadai and Sha'atniz De'oraita as opposed to De'rabbanan. That's what the post can bring down. The Rosh, Rabbi Yonah, say it's only Sha'atniz De'oraita, which Shua Tavi Vinoz, which means it's completely woven together vertically, horizontally, mamash Sha'atniz De'oraita. Viter, depends what it is, depends how it's made. Says the Gemara, Metive, is this true? There's a baraita, kavru et amit, v'chazru lifnehem beterachim, right? They buried a dead person, and now the people who came to accompany the mit have to come back. They have two paths that they can use to come back. Achat tehora v'achat teme'ah. One is tahor and one is tameh. Baba tehora, b'ni aimo b'tehora. If the avel came from the tahor path, they go with him on the tahor path. Baba Teme'ah, if he's going on the Tameh path, which is the path that has a kever on it, and now as a result they have to do an isur of becoming Tameh, says the Gemara, Ba'in imo b'teme'ah, mishum kevodo. They can accompany him even on the kever path. For what? For the kavod of the avil. Second, middle of Mashiach. Okay. So let's say it's a Kohen. Kohen? Huh? Yeah? Isur Doraita is becoming Tameh. Huh? Also Bitul Aseh. So now, but we said that he's allowed to go with the Avil for Kvodo. Am I? Why is that true? Lema in Chochma ben Tevuna ben Aitza leneged Adonai. Why don't we say, just like we said before, no Chochmot, Asur, en Kvod la Avil. Says the Gemara, Tirgemar Rabbi Abba bevet Apras de Rabbanan. He says, you're right. If it was a Kever Deoraita, you'd be correct. We're not talking about Tum'a Deoraita, we're talking about Tum'a Midderabbanan. What's that Tum'a Midderabbanan? It's called Bet HaPras. That's a field that was plowed, and we know it's a cemetery that was plowed. Now usually when you plow, it gets rid of all the bones, but we're afraid that when you plow, what happens? It might, you know, kind of mix up and bring up bones. And what's the halacha? If you're walking through it now, and you either touch it or kick it, you become Tameh, Tameh Mit. So now, but that's only chashash. We don't know for sure. It's bet apras. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, menapech adam bet apras veholech. Let's say there's a kohen and he needs to go through one of these plowed fields. He says he's allowed to do it how? By blowing. Every step you take, blow. Because if there's a bone there, what's going to happen? You'll see it flying. And then that's how you can go through. If it was Doraita, they wouldn't let you walk through by blowing. So obviously, when we say that they're allowed to go with the Avil on the Tameh path, what is that? That's only Tum'ah Midrabbanan. But if it was Mamash Tum'ah Doraita, would they be able to go with him? What about Kavod? Kavod of the Avil, he's going to be lonely? Deal with it. Okay? It's one and the same. Doing Averot is the epitome of Chilul Hashem. People think that that there's a different level. People think, they teach you in school, that if you don't, you know, if you Kiddush Hashem is in front of Goyim, and when you catch a foul ball at Yankee Stadium and you give it to your neighbor, right? That's a Kiddush Hashem. That's fake news, Yeshiva World Kiddush Hashem, right? Huh? Wearing a kippah on Jeopardy, or wearing a kippah if you're a justice in Israel, which is the epitome of Chilul Hashem. If you are a secular judge in Israel wearing a kippah, there is no greater Chilul Hashem in the world than that. That's a different story. Tov, aval mikol pasul le'edut, rasha merusha. So anyway, Yeah, is that Hashem? So over there, that Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem is when a person does a mitzvah in front of 10 Jews, that's Kiddush Hashem. When a person does an avera, when a Jew does an avera in front of 10 Jews, that's Chilul Hashem. Now, yes. Now, benikdashti betoch bnei Yisrael velo techallelu et shem kodshi. Vayter says the Gemara, v'amar Rav Yehuda bar Asher mishmei derav, bet apras shenidash tahor. For the same reason, if you have a bet apras that was plowed, and then a lot of people walked on it, what's the halacha? It's tahor, the kohanim can walk through it even without blowing, because we assume any bones that were there were already either kicked away or buried back in the ground. Tashema, so this is not a good question on what we asked before. Tashema, the Amar Bil Azar Bar Tzadok, who was a kohen by the way, medalgin hayinu al gabe aronot shel metim likrat malchei Yisrael, velo likrat malchei Yisrael bilvad amru, ela afilu likrat malchei Akum, shimizkeh yevchin ben malchei Yisrael malchei Akum. If you remember this Gemara, where was this?
In
much earlier.
First Pirik, right? I think Dalit, possibly, which means that what he says, me and my fellow Kohanim used to jump over graves, over caskets of dead Jews, in order to go see Melachim, to see kings, not only Jewish kings, but Goyish kings, so that when Mashiach comes, what? We'll be able to tell the difference. Now, says the Gemara, Amai, why are they able to do that? What do you call it when you jump over a casket? What tum'ah is that? Ohel, your ma'ahil alamit. It's mamash tum'ah deoraita. Says the Gemara, Amai, lema in chokhma ben tibuna ben aitza leneged Adonai. Answers the Gemara, kedrava. Deamar Rava, Devar Torah, Ohel, Kol, Sheesh Bochalan Tefach, Chotzetz Bifnei Tum'ah. Veshein Bochalan Tefach, Eino Chotzetz Bifnei Tum'ah. Verov Aronot, Yesh Bahen Chalal Tefach. Vegazru Al Sheesh Bahen, Mishum Sheein Bahen. Umishum Kvod Melachim, Lo Gazru Bahen Behu Rabbanan. Which means, in general, the halacha is that when there is a Tefach between the deceased and the lid, the halacha is that the Tum'ah stops at the lid. That's the halacha. It doesn't continue.
Tefach or more, or tefach or less?
Tefach or more. Now, it stops at the lid. If there's less than a tefach from the mit to the lid, the tum'ah doesn't stop at the lid. The tum'ah continues up in a straight line all the way up to shamayim. Now, that being said, that's what we call tum'ah ritzutza, boka'at ve'olah ad larakia. So he says, most arunot do have a tefach between the mit and the lid. Some don't. And the Chachamim were gozer, that what? The minority, on the minority that don't, on the majority that do, because of the minority that don't. However, that's only a derabbanan, because most of them do. Over here, where it's Mishum Kivod Melachim, the Chachamim said, it's okay. The same Chachamim that made the Gzerah said it's okay. But if it was a real mit, or real Tum'ad Deoraita, what would be the halacha? No jumping over, even to see a melech. What's the matter? There's no mitzvah deoraita. There's an inyan chashuv. That's it.
Now, Israel, they don't bury with the kol anymore. They bury only with the talit.
But that's true. They take it out. But when it's transported in a coffin. This is not the burial. This is when the mit was being transported. And even in the middle of a procession, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok says that he and his friend would jump over these coffins. You have to understand what exactly that means, but or maybe they would dodge it, or I don't know exactly what it was, but it's a medalgim, medaleg al heharim, mekapetz al gevot, means jump over. Now,
why can't you go around the mesh?
Faster.
So let's.
Huh?
Yeah,
you're not supposed to step on it. Don't step on it. You step around it. Now, Vaiter says the Gemara, another one. Tashima.
Gadol. Huh? It's with less than the tefa. Why can't the ceiling be a block?
Doesn't work like that. Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Tashima. Gadol kavod abriyot shedoche et lo ta'ase shebatorah. Kavod abriyot is so great that it even pushes away a lo ta'ase shebatorah. Ve'amai. Lema in chokhma ben tibuna ben aitza leneged Adonai. Why don't we say the same thing that we've been saying all along? Tirgema Rav Bar Sheva kamed Rav Kana belav delot asur. He said, no. We're talking about what? It pushes away which love? It pushes away the love of lot asur mikol asher yegidu lecha yamin usmol. Min hadavar asher yegidu lecha yamin usmol. Which means, we're talking about the derabbanan. Says the Gemara, achichu ale, the chachamim laughed at him, at his pshat. Lav delot asur deoraita hi. What do you mean the derabbanan of lotasur? Where do you think it says lotasur? Where does it say that? In the Torah, that's in Isur deoraita. Amar Rav Kana, Gavra Rabba, Amar Milta, La Tachichu Aleh. Which means a great man said a pshat, don't laugh at him. Kol mi lederabbanan asmechinu alav delotasur. He's talking about the Rabbanans, and any time a person is over on a derabbanan, the Chachamim were somech, which pasuk? Lotasur. Not exactly the deoraita, but asmachta. And because of Kavod HaBriyot, the Chachamim said, any time there's a Derabbanan in the place of Kavod HaBriyot, what's the halacha? You let it go. But what about a Deoraita in the place of Kavod HaBriyot? No. For instance, what? Like?
Shatnez.
Says the Gemara, Tashema, this is a pasuk with regards to Hashavat Aveda. The pasuk says, "Lo tirei chur achicha oetzion nidachim v'italamta mehem hashev teshivem leachicha," which means, "Do not see your brother's objects and ignore them." Okay,
Will you ignore them? Certainly you have to return it. But the Torah says it could be also be read as a statement. There are certain times that a person is allowed to ignore a lost object and not return it. How so? Says the Gemara, ופעמים שאין אתה מתעלם מהם. הכיצד? אם היה כהן והיא בבית הקברות, if a person was a Kohen and he sees a lost object in the cemetery, או היה זקן ואינה לפי כבודו, or if he was an older man or a תלמיד חכם and it's beneath his dignity to deal with this lost object now, או שהייתה מלאכתו מרובה משל חברו, or if my job is more lucrative than me dealing with this, which means as a result of me dealing with it, what's going to happen? I'm going to lose money. What's the halacha? Lekach ne'emar v'it'alamta. That's why the Torah says that there are certain times that what? You can turn a blind eye. Amai, lema in chokma v'in tevuna v'in aitza l'neged Adonai. Why don't we say same thing? Who cares? You know, bet akvarot, do what you got to do. Or let's say it's eno lefi chvodo v'ze, or whatever it is, you're going to lose money. Since when is money an object? With regards to mitzvot, if it's a mitzvah, ta'ase, says the Gemara, shani hatam dichti v'it'alamta mehim. Says the Gemara, the Torah explicitly says, if the Torah wouldn't have said v'it'alamta, then you'd be right. But the Torah explicitly says that there are situations that you can ignore. Which are these? Says the Gemara, v'ligmar mina. So if that's the case, why do you need to say the pasuk of kil'ayim bashuk? Learn kil'ayim bashuk. From this case of Vit Alamta, what do you need? En Chokhma Ven Tevuna. Learn out of this case of Hashavat Aveda. Says the Gemara, Isura Mimamona Layalfenan. You don't learn out Isurim from Mamonot. Because which one is more Hamur? Isur. So therefore you can't learn out from there. Tashima, another example. This Pasuk, I want to read to you the whole Pasuk because otherwise you're not going to understand what it's talking about. This Pasuk is talking about a Nazir. What's the halacha of a Nazir? Now, one of the isurim of a nazir is that he cannot become tameh. What happens if a nazir loses a relative, one of his seven relatives? What's the halacha? Can he bury them? Forget about starting. Can he go bury them?
No.
Okay, the Torah says beferush. Let me read you the pasuk. Le'aviv ul'immo, le'achiv ul'achoto, lo itama lahem b'motam, ki nezer elohav al rosho. The Torah says, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, he shall not become tameh to them when they die, because the crown of Hashem is God is on his head.
Huh?
Parashat Nesot. Yeah.
Nazir.
No, same thing. Same exact thing.
He's the only one there. He doesn't bear.
That's mit mitzvah. That's a different status. Different status. You're right. Huh? Same. Vaday. Doesn't need to. Same. It's all the seven krovim. Now says the Gemara Tashema ul achoto. Why does the Torah say ul achoto? Matal mudlomar. Hare shaya holech lishchot et pischo velamul et beno. If a person was on his way to shecht his korban Pesach or to give a milah to his son veshama shemit lomet, and he hears that one of his relatives died. Now let's say in the case of korban Pesach, if he goes to bury them now, what happens to this Korban Pesach? Toast. Why is Tameh? What about the Milah? Rashi says, for instance, if the Milah, let's say it's on the eighth day, and let's say now it's towards the end of the day, and it's one or the other. It's either the Milah or burying the dead. Says the Gemara, Yachol Yachzor Vitama. I might think that you turn around and go bury. Amart Lo Itama. That's why the Gemara says, do not do that. Rather, stay on course. Go for what? Go for the Korban Pesach. Go for the Milah. Who is it talking about? Is it talking about a random person bringing a Korban Pesach? Or is it talking about a Nazir or a Kohen Gadol bringing Korban Pesach? Like the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Elachoto is by Nazir. Machloket Rashi and Tosfot. Let's see. So, now, Lo Itama, what do we learn from the words Lo Itama? Yachol keshem she'eno mitame lahem, kach eno mitame lemet mitzvah. I might think that just as the person on his way to bring the Korban Pesach or to be mal his child is not mitamet his relatives, he wouldn't do it even for met mitzvah. Met mitzvah is a person who has no one else to bury him. Talmud lomar ul achoto. That's why the Torah says ul achoto. What does that mean? Le achoto hu de'eno mitame. For his sister or any other relatives, he doesn't become tameh. Aval mitameh hu lemet mitzvah. But with regards to met mitzvah, what do you do? Drop everything else and bury him. Amai, Why is that the case? Lema en chokma ve en tevuna ve en aitza le neged Adonai. He says, why is that? Why do I have to drop everything else and go bury the mit? Why don't we say en chokma? I've got a mitzvah to do. Sorry, mit, can't help you. Why don't we say that? Why does this override it? Says the Gemara. Yeah, shani hatam dichtiv ulachoto. Over there in the pasuk it says ulachoto, and therefore what does that teach us? Ulachoto teaches us that achoto not, but the Torah, by saying ulachoto, the Torah says specifically that by means of inference that mit mitzvah, yes, and therefore the Torah says without this pasuk you would have been right. Even mit mitzvah without the pasuk, what would I have done? Continue on to the Korban Pesach and leave the mit mitzvah. From the fact that the Torah says ulachoto, what do I learn? Drop it and do it. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Veligmar mina, so why don't we learn sha'atniz out of this case of the mit mitzvah, that you drop everything and do it. Shev ve'al ta'aseh shani. Over there, that's b'shev ve'al ta'aseh. What do we say? Over there, you drop. It's not saying to do an isur. I'm not bringing the Korban Pesach. I'm not doing the milah. That's called passive aggressive. What's that? He's doing it. He's not doing the mitzvah passively. But by sha'atnez, it's not passive aggressive. What is that? That's actively transgressing an avon by continuing to wear the sha'atnez, and therefore we cannot learn out from there. And the only thing that teaches us that you got to rip off your sha'atnez is what? The pasuk of En chokma ve'en tevuna ve'en aitza leneged Adonai en Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle. Let's see some Rashi's and Tesfas. Yeah.
Tov. For the Milah, it's a time bound, so it's like active.
Right? Doesn't matter. Torah says Beferush.
Torah says Beferush. Is the law to say more than a mitzvah between mitzvah to say?
Yeah. No. I mean, over here not, because this is between mitzvah to say sheyesh bakaret. Pesach and Milah have karet if you don't do them. And yet, the Torah says what? If you have a met mitzvah, drop it. Now, says the...
So they're equal, you say?
No, this is worse. Not to a person who doesn't bring a Korban Pesach or do a Milah is liable for karet. Okay? Tov. Says the Gemara. It says the Rashi. Yeah, we got to see some Rashi and Tesfas. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but over here is Anus, because the Torah, the same Torah, the same God that told you to bring Korban Pesach in a situation of Mit Mitzvah says what? The Mit Mitzvah takes precedence over the Korban Pesach. And what? You have a makeup. What's that? Pesach Sheni. Okay. Says Rashi, Likrat Malchei Yisrael, Hare Lichvod HaBriyot, Ovrim Al Nefesh Lo Yitama. Dehar Bil Azar Bar Tzadok, Kohen Ava. Kedamrin Abibchorot, Medallegin Me'aron Le'aron. They would jump from one Aron to another. Now again, it doesn't necessarily mean by a funeral. It could be even from the grave. It could be talking about a grave, as we're going to see from Tosfot. Okay? Now, it would be weird to kind of, you know, jump over dead people. It's also weird to jump over graves, but it's more normal to jump over graves than to jump over, you know, coffins or dead people. Okay, Viter. That's a little bit, yeah, it's a little bit not fun. Anyway, Dvar Torah, Halacha Moshe Sinai, Eno Chotzetz Bifnei Tum'ah, Denikret Tum'ah Letzutza Uvokat Ve'Ola. When's that? When there's no tefach between the mit and the lid. Et lo ta'aseh, kasal kada'atach, kol lo ta'aseh ka'amar. Belav de lo tasur, achicho ale, inhu. Inhu savur, the other chachamim who laughed at him, what did they think? De afilo amru lo dvar Torah, v'u omed bifnei kavod, ya'avor alav. That even if it was a Torah law, and there's a situation of kavod abriyot, you must transgress it. V'ha'ha nami deoraita hu. Even this is lo tasur, is a deoraita. Kol mile de rabbanan. Rav Kana answered that all the Rabbanans are really asmachta, have this pasuk as an asmachta. Ve'achika amar lehu, davar shu midivre sofrim, something that's the Rabbanan nitchem mipnei kvod abriyot, ve'karile lo ta'aseh mishum dichtiv, lo tasur. Utkaka shelechu deoraita hu. If you're going to ask, hey, it's deoraita, Rabbanan achluha liyikraihu la'avor al divrehim. The Chachamim, since this is only the Rabbanan, the Chachamim were mochel on their kavod of doing what they say in order for the hechad ika kvod abriyot, like a situation of kvod abriyot kegon leteltel b'shabbat avanim shel bet akiseh lekinuach, which means you're allowed to carry mukte on Shabbat. For instance, the rocks which are usually mukte on Shabbat, you're allowed to carry them. In those times, they use them for wiping.
או מי שנפסקה ציצית תליתו בקרמלית לא יצריכו להניח תליתו שם להיכנס לביתו ערום. The Gemara also gives another example of a person's tzitzit ripped off of his beged in a way that made it pasul. Now you're not allowed to wear that, and you're not allowed to walk with it. But if you're in a karmelit, which is a reshut, it's only a reshut rabim derabanan, so over there you're allowed to continue walking with it, and we don't make you strip naked in the middle of the street as we do with sha'atnez. Vayter, says the Gemara, v'hi bevet hakvarot ha'aveda, ve'ena lefi chvodo, ena aveda chashuva lefi chvodo la'ashiva, it's beneath his dignity. I'll tell you soon. What's the huh? No. But the Torah. There's actually a machloket.
If the tzitzit ripped off.
That's only if the tzitzit are made out of linen, or your beged's made out of linen.
Oh, so you're wearing a four cornered garment.
Yeah, wool and wool. What's where should I tell?
No, but you're wearing a four cornered garment without tzitzit. That's between mitzvah.
That's why we say you can keep it on. And you can still carry it. That's a bitul mitzvah ta'aseh that for sure is nitcha mipnei kvod habriyot. We're talking about lo ta'aseh of carrying on Shabbat. Now, there's machloket Rambam and Rosh. If a, let's say zakin, big talmid chacham, he says, I know it's beneath my dignity, but I want to be meshiv avedah anyway. What's the halacha? Is he allowed to do it or not? Machloket Rambam and Rosh. Let's see. Says Rashi, או שהייתה מלאכתו מרובה, שדמי ביטול מלאכתו לרדוף אחריה יתרים על דמי אבדה. Me missing work is more expensive than the entire lost object. Right? Even if the guy wants to give me a tip for returning his lost object, the guy's never going to tip me more than the actual worth of the object. And my loss of work is even more valuable than the object. So what? And by me dealing with the shashavat aveda, I'm taking a financial loss. ונגמר מיני לגבי No, that for sure not. What's the problem? You want to lose money? You're enjoy. Okay? ונגמר מינה לגבי כלאיים דאמרן פושטן אפילו בשוק. Why don't we learn that from here from השבת הבדה? Says the Gemara, ממונה, קל מייסורה. ולאחותו מה תלמוד לומר? Okay, these are a little bit difficult, Rashi, so hold on tight. ולאחותו מה תלמוד לומר? What do we learn from the word ולאחותו? בנזיר כתיב. This pasuk is by the Nazir. Kol yeme haziro ladunai al nefesh met lo yavo. Usmich le the pasuk right after. Le'avivu limo le'achivu le'achoto lo itama lahem. Dehakulu bichlal al nefesh met lo yavo. Hayu. Ve'lama yatzu. It said already. The Torah said al kol nefesh met lo yavo. He can't become tamet to anybody. Anybody includes relatives. So why does he have to say all these things? Le'aviv prat lemet mitzvah. Aviv comes to exclude a met mitzvah. Le'imo matalmud lomar, mishum met mitzvah lo yitztrich demi le'aviv nafke. V'darshele v'sifri, lelamid shim haya nazir ze kohen, de'avu ale shte kedushot, af hu le'imo, hu de'lo yitama, aval metameh hu le'met mitzvah. If the nazir happened to have been a kohen, now, the same person, now becoming tameh met to a met mitzvah, it's not one lav, for him it would be how many lavin? Two. Nazir and Kohen. And yet, what are we saying? For Met Mitzvah, what's the halacha? Not only does the Met Mitzvah push away one love of Nazir, it pushes away Nazir and Kohen Bevatachat. Le'achiv matalmud lomar, הרי שהיה כהן גדול והוא נזיר, אף הוא לאחיו, לאחיו לא יתאמה, אבל מתאמה למת מצווה. Even כהן גדול, they can't become tameh to any other relatives, כהן גדול, even he becomes Nazir and Kohen Gadol. What's the halacha for Met Mitzvah? Go for it. ולאחותו מה תלמוד לומר? אם אינו עניין לזה, תנאו עניין למי שהולך לשחוט את פסחו. According to Rashi, we've spoken about all the possibilities of Nazir. Nazir alone. Nazir וכהן. Nazir וכהן גדול. What else has an Isur Tum'ah? Nothing. So says Rashi, ולאחותו, what's it talking about? It's imeno inyan leze teneo inyan lemashu acher, which means if it's not applicable here, apply it to something else. What? Random guy, says Rashi, going to shecht korban pesach velamun et beno shemetameh lemet mitzvah, that even a random guy that has to lose out on tremendous mitzvot as a result of the met mitzvah, what's the halacha? Do it. So according to Rashi, what kind of korban pesach bringer are we talking about?
Random.
נן כהן ונן נזיר, אוקיי? נאו, ושמע שמת לא מת, מקרוביו יכול לתמה להם, אוקיי? I might think you should be תמה. אמרת לא יתמה, הועיל בעונת שחיטת הפסח היה היא, וחל עליו חובת הפסח, שהוא בקרת, אם יתמה יבטל מלעשות הפסח. What came first? The Pesach, the חיוב קורבן פסח, or the death? חיוב קורבן פסח. So what do you do? He says, that takes precedence. ולמול את בנו נמה, מצוות קרתי.
what's by mila? It's also mitzvat karet. Rashi says there's another opinion that's talking about a mila on korban pesach. You have to go give somebody in your family a brit mila on erev pesach. Because if a person doesn't enter Pesach with a brit mila, guess what? He's excluded from eating korban pesach. Now, yes, but you have to. No, but he has to bring it. There's a mitzvah to asim natura to bring the korban pesach as well. But then, yeah.
Huh?
What?
Who refers to the baby?
No, not a baby. Anybody in the household. Let's say there's a person in the household or an whoever it is, a person in the household that requires mila in order to eat korban pesach. So he had in mind, okay, fine. On my way to the Beit HaMikdash to bring the korban pesach, right? I'll bring my shchita knife and I'll bring my mila knife also, and I'll give him a mila on the way. Now, if I don't do it to him now and Pesach enters, he is going to be prevented from eating the korban. Aval mitameh ulemet mitzvah, says Rashi. Even this guy is he deals with the mit mitzvah. Okay, fine. Sheve al ta'ase sha'ane. What says the Gemara? Why don't we learn out sha'atniz from this situation of pushing it off in chokhmah ben tivunah, and we go with the mit mitzvah. Sheve al ta'ase sha'ane. Dvarim rabbim hitiru la'akor davar mipnei siyag umipnei kvod abriyot. Hecha de'eno oker davar b'ma'ase yadayim ele yoshev b'mkomo. Which means there are many things that the Chachamim allowed, even Torah things, to be uprooted, to be transgressed in a passive manner for Kvod HaBriyot. Okay? V'dvar Torah ne'aykar me'elav, kegon, tki'at shofar, velulav, b'shabbat, v'sadin b'tzitzit, utkavatai utuva b'yivamot. The fact that we don't blow shofar, or take a lulav, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, or the first day of Sukkot, on Shabbat, what is that? The Torah says to do it. The Chachamim said no. That means, what are you doing? They're uprooting it. Why do they have the right to do that? Because of what? Because it is not Kavod HaBriyot, but for a very important reason. They were afraid of Chilul Shabbat. So what did they say to do to the mitzvah? Passively, don't do it. Shev al ta'ase. Aval me'aker b'yadayim lo. However, we never find that you're able to actively uproot a mitzvah. V'alovesh kil'ayim okro b'ma'aseh mamash hu lovsho. Wearing kil'ayim is an actual ma'aseh. What's the reason why by the Kohen and the Nazir they're able to be metameh to the met mitzvah, even that's tum'ah b'yadayim? Mipnei kvod abriyot. Oh, but you're telling me that the Kohen and the Nazir are able to do it for the met mitzvah, and over there that's active, and it's active in kvod abriyot. I thought you told me you can never have active against Kvod HaBriyot. Says the Rashi, Hainu ta'ama de la gamrinan mine. We don't learn from there. Deha tam lav Kvod HaBriyot hu dedachi lo ta'ase. Dida, de meikara kshenichtav lo ta'ase de tum'ah, lo al met mitzvah nichtav. Over there it's not considered a dechiyah. It's not considered that the met mitzvah is pushing away the isur of the tum'ah. Okay, it's not considered a dechiyah. Says Rashi, very lamdish. Rashi saying, what's it considered? The Torah never spoke about a Kohen or a Nazir becoming, they spoke about becoming Tameh to anybody else, but the Torah never spoke about becoming Tameh to a Met Mitzvah. So it's not a Dechiyah. Shalom nichtav ala kerovim, aval Hashavat Aveda u Pesach, lekol Yisrael ne'emar. It's Hashavat Aveda and Pesach was given to all of Am Yisrael. Ve'etzel Kvod HaBriyot nitanu lidachot. Al ken, haynu dedchiyatan ena biyadayim, ela biyishivato tidchei ha-mitzvah. Aval kil'ayim d'ma'aseh yadav yiddachei yisir ba'asarato. By, let's say, the case of the person going to give a milah. And the fact that he's not, we're saying what? Don't bring the korban pesach so you can bury the mit mitzvah. Is that passive or active? By a nazir it's active, but it's not really doche because the Torah wasn't speaking about that. But by the person who's bringing the korban pesach, it's passive. And that's why you cannot learn from this random Korban Pesach dude not bringing it in order to bury the mit mitzvah, because that's passive and sha'atniz is active, therefore there's no comparison. I just want to speak out a few times. Huh? Not here. Mit mitzvah is more important. Now, yeah? Still. Doesn't need to say that. Doesn't matter. Once Kohen and Nazir are out, that's it. Now, listen to this. I we're not going to have a lot of time to say all of these Tosfot inside, but the top Tosfot, I'm just going to paraphrase it for you. Tosfot brings down that they used to, Rabbi El Azar Bar Tzadok used to jump over the graves in order to get there. So Tosfot asks, if a golal, according to Rashi, the golal is the lid of the aron, the lid of the casket, so he said that's also mitamemet. So it's not tum'ad rabbanan, it's tum'ad oraita. That's just as tam'ad as the mit. He brings ra'ayot, Tosfot deflects. Tosfot ends up bringing Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Al-Ken Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Degolal Hainu Matzeva. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they wouldn't jump over the lids of the caskets, they were jumping over the Matzevot, the monuments. And over there, that is truly only a Drabbanan. Okay? That's a different din. Now, Tosfot also says...
So the whole one Tefach doesn't apply?
To the Matzeva, not to the Golal, according to Tosfot. Now, the next Tosfot says that Tosfot disagrees. There's a long Tosfot here, goes back and forth. The Rabbeinu Moshe Mikotzi, the son of Mikotzi, defends Rashi's understanding of the case of the Holech Lishchot et Pischo being a random guy. Tosfot disagrees with that. Tosfot says, Mapitom, says, not true. Tosfot says, we're talking about what? We're talking about a guy who's going to bring the Korban Pesach who happens to be Kohen Venazir. And they bring Re'ayot Lekan Ulkan, but I just wanted to point out that it is Machloket Rishonim, how to understand this Perush of the Gemara. And
basically, Rashi says, if he's a Kohen and Nazir and Olech Lishchot Pischo, there is no Pasuk.
There's no Pasuk, but it's understood from Velachoto anyway, because it's not mutually exclusive. There's no Nafkamina La'alacha, there's a Nafkamina how to understand the Gemara and how to darshan the Pasuk. Now, the next Tosfot of Shevi'al Ta'aseh says, he asks on Rashi, what do we say according to Rashi, why by Kohen v'Navi are they able to be okir their tum'ah by dealing with the Met Mitzvah? I thought Kvod HaBriyot doesn't let you do active. Says Rashi what? No, says Rashi, it's not, you're not being doche, why? Because the Torah never spoke about it, for the Nazir v'Kohen. Says Tosfot, if the Torah never spoke about it, then it's not considered Dechiyah. Dechiyah is only when something's Asur, and you have to push it off. So Tosfot said that's not a dechiyah, that's just the Torah never spoke about it. So therefore Tosfot disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfot says, so what's the reason that you can't compare this to Sha'atniz? Says, I'm just going to read you two lines from Tosfot, Ela nirad min nazir lagamrinan, demal nazir sheken yeshno b'she'ela. Nazir is different than any other isur, because nazir can be taken off. How? Hatarat nedarim. V'chein mikohen, kohen also, you can't learn that from kohen to other isurim. Mala kohen sheken lav sheino shaveh bakol. The isur tum'a bekohen is not equal to all of Am Yisrael. Whereas isur sha'atnez and other isurim are equal to everybody. And that is how Tosfot also, once again, disagrees with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, let's see some halacha. Pretty intense. Says the Rambam. Very interesting. Yeah, you ready? במה דברים אמורים במי שנידו על שביזת תלמידי חכמים, אבל מי שנידו על שאר דברים שחייבים עליהם נידוי, אפילו נידה הוא קטן שבישראל, חייב הנשיא וכל ישראל לנהוג בו נידוי, עד שיחזור בתשובה מדבר הנידוי בשבילו ויתירו לו. Right? For other things besides for ביזיון תלמידי חכמים, even a קטן was מנדה, even if a קטן imposed the נידוי, everybody has to observe the נידוי and get away from him and observe all of the הלכות המנודה. And says the Rambam, we're just going to run through this really fast. Al 24 dvarim menadim et ha'adam, ben ish ben isha ve'eluhen. These are the 24 things for which a person is chayav nidui. Okay? Hamvazeh et ha'chacham ve'afilu le'achal moto. Hamvazeh shliach bedin, the courier of the bedin. Hakore l'chavero eved, mi sheshalchu lo bedin ve'kav'u lo zman ve'lo ba. A person, a recalcitrant person. Hamzalzel bedavar echad medivre sofrim, ve'en tzarech lomar bedivre Torah. מי שלא קיבל עליו את הדין, מנדין אותו עד שייתן, a person who didn't accept the judgment. מי שיש ברשותו דבר המזיק, כגון כלב רע, או סולם רעוע, מנדין אותו עד שיסיר איזה כל, a person who has a destructive, you know, something that is destructive in his possession, like a bad dog, whatever. המוכר קרקע שלו לגוי, מנדין אותו עד שיקבל עליו כל עונש שיבוא מן הגוי לישראל, חברו בעל המצר. A person who sells his house on the border with a Jew to a goy, that puts the neighbor, the Jewish neighbor, in harm's way, we put him in nidui until he accepts all onus that comes from the goy. Hameid al Yisrael be'arkaot shel goyim ve'otzim imenu be'aiduto mamon shelo kedin Yisrael, a person who testifies against a Jew in secular courts and extracts money from another Jew, minadin oto ad sheyishalim, he gets put in nidui until he pays back. טבח כהן שאינו מפריש המתנות ונותן לכהן אחר, מנדין אותו עד שייתן. A goy שוחט that doesn't take off the מתנות of זרוע לחיים וקיבה and give it to another כהן. המחלל יום טוב שני של גלויות אף על פי שהוא מנהג. A person who's מחלל יום טוב שני. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who treat it lightly. Says the Rambam, חייב נידוי, העושה מלאכה בערב פסח אחר חצות, המזכיר שם שמיים לבטלה, או לשבועה בדברי הווי. A person who mentions the name of God in vain, or if a person uses the name of God in a nonsense שבועה. המביא את הרבים לידי חילול השם, המביא את הרבים לידי אכילת קדשים בחוץ, המחשב שנים וקובע חדשים בחוץ אל הארץ. A person who is מחשב the שנים and makes קביעת החודש, קידוש החודש, outside of ארץ ישראל. אסור לעשות ככה. המכשיל את העיוור, a person who makes a blind man stumble, המעכב הרבים לעשות מצווה, a person who causes people to prevents people from doing mitzvah, טבח שיצא טרפה מתחת ידו, a טבח who a trefa comes, a shochet who brings about trefot and he knows about it and he doesn't stop, tabach shelo badak sakino lifnei chacham, a shochet who doesn't check his knives in front of a chacham, hamakshe atzmo ladat, a person who causes himself to get an erection, mi shegiresh et ishto ve'asa beno uvena shutafut o masa umatan, hamivin lahen leizakek ze laze kshiyavo lebet din menadin otan, a person who divorces his wife for a trick to make money. So that is a...
What's the common denominator between all these? How did the Rambam choose the 24?
It's learned out of poskim. It's all learned out of poskim. Chacham sheshmu'ato ra'ah, a chacham, a talmid chacham about corroborated bad rumors have come about. You know, he's doing bad stuff. Hamnadeh, mi she'eno chayav nidui, number 24, is somebody who puts in nidui, somebody who's not liable for nidui, so he deserves nidui. Hasagat ra'avad, amakshil ta'iver, amar Avraham kegon amaked beno gadol. Chacham ששמועתו ra'ah, amar Avraham, v'yesh acharim harbe. There are many other examples, not only these 24. Chacham שהורה להתיר, במין שאין להם סוף להינשא לכתחילה, וכן מי שעובר על נדרו, כל בדין שנזקק לו לשאלה, בר שמתא ובי כתובה, מי שמנדה, מי שאינו חייב בנידוי. אמר אברהם, דבר זה יוצא ממעשה דריש לקיש, דאבה מניתר פרדסה. אמר לה, okay, brings it from the Gemara, fine. טוב, the Shulchan Aruch is just an exact...
Once you're in Nidui, what does that mean now?
What?
Once a person is in Nidui, can I be counted for Minyan?
Correct.
What else?
Can't do business with him. Can't stand within his four Amot. Has to be like an Avel. Cannot cohabit with his wife. Look in Yored De'ah Siman Shin Lamedalet for a list of laws that pertain to a person in Nidui. Either Bedin or anybody else. Bedin can take him out. Whoever put him in can take him out, and Bedin can also take him out. Ayin Barucha...
If a person commits one of these Averot,
yeah?
Does he automatically become...
It's not automatic. He is liable, and somebody has to impose the nidui on him. Again, don't try this at home. It's not necessarily an hour, you know. Huh? Vaday?
Nidui today?
Sure, sure.
So
now,
it's the same as cherem. A cherem is different.
It's a form of cherem. There are three things that are interchangeable in Chazan. They have different levels. It's called gzerat nachash. What's nachash? Nidui, cherem, shamta. Okay, there are forms of excommunication. It's a form of excommunication also. Tov says, the Shulchan Aruch just copies word for word out of this Rambam, so we'll move on. Once again, okay, the Rambam over here says, huh? No, the Rabbanan. Yeah, okay? Now, let's move on to the next Rambam on page Lamed. Yeah, not Hatarat Darim, Hatarat Nidui.
No, but it's part of the...
Yeah, like a ke'ilu. If a person has a specific nidui, that helps to take off niduim from shamayim. But if a person has a specific nidui from a chacham or from a bedin on him, that needs to be taken off by a qualified bedin.
Before Rosh Hashanah, we read
those are just like by neder and shvuah. It doesn't take off nederim and shvuot. It's like a... It's pretty fluffy. Weiter. Says the... Huh? Buried in a regular cemetery, but the coffin is stone. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitzer says the Rambam, you stone the coffin. Now, Rambam, afal pi shemivazet hachachamim en lo chelek la'olam haba, a person who insults, very important, Rabotai. There's people, unfortunately, in this generation who are very lax with this halacha of speaking ill or speaking down about Talmid HaChachamim. Says the Rambam, afal pi shemivazet hachachamim. Corroborated rumors, and they don't stop. That's what it means.
So, but isn't there also a mitzvah to be down the kav zechut?
That's what we just saw in the Gemara. But we're talking about not just rumors, people wagging tongues. It's rumors that are continual. They continue a continuous. They continue a lot, and it's been corroborated. It's been investigated and corroborated. Now says the Gemara, "Afal pishem vazeta chachamim en lo chelik la'olam haba im ba'u aedim shebizau afilu bidvarim chayav nidui." A person who is mevazeta mit chachamim has no share in the world to come, and is chayav nidui ba'olam hazeh. ומנדין אותו בדין ברבים וקונצין אותו ליטרה זהב בכל מקום ונותנין אותו לחכם. They also impose a, he has to pay a gold coin to the chacham that he spoke about. Okay, והמבזה את החכם בדברים אפילו לאחר מיטה, מנדין אותו בדין, והן מתירין אותו כשיחזור בתשובה. אבל אם היה חכם חי, אין מתירין אותו עד שירצה זה שנידוהו בשבילו. Which means, if the chacham is passed away, so the bedin can be matir the nidui as soon as the person's chozer b'tshuva. But if the chacham is alive, the bedin cannot take it off until the chacham forgives him. V'chein chacham atzmo menadeh lechvodo le'am ha'aretz shehifkir bo. Not only can other people put a person benidui for being mevazeh talmid chacham, even the talmid chacham himself, if he sees that a am ha'aretz is completely mafkir oto, the talmid chacham is able to stand up for his own honor and impose the nidui by himself. And that's not considered gava. Ve'en tzarich lo edim ve'lo atra'a. Ve'en matirin lo ad sheiratzeh et hachacham. Ve'im met hachacham ba'in shlosha u'matirin lo. Ve'im ratza hachacham limchol lo ve'lo nidahu harishut v'yadov. The hachacham wants to let it go, he's allowed to. Yeah.
How fast a person can put benidui another person? How is that? Let's say,
yeah, whatever. He says that.
Edim?
No, says the words.
Like
edim, exactly.
Yeah. Weiter. Doesn't need edim. Weiter. But that only works, the nidui is only imposed if he said the words and he's chayav nidui. Because we said, nidui is a boomerang. If he's not chayav nidui, what happens? Yeah. So, says the Rambam, ma'wa minhag, I skipped, I'm sorry. Says the Shulchan Aruch, basically, once again, straight out of the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's do this one. המבזה את החכם אפילו בדברים ואפילו לאחר מיטה, אם יש עדים בדבר, בדין מנדין אותו ברבים, והם מתירים לו כשיחזור בתשובה. אבל אם החכם חי, אין מתירים לו עד שירצה החכם שנידוהו בשבילו. Says the Rama, מיהו אם עשה מוטל עליו ואין החכם רוצה למחול, מתירים לו נידויו. If the person who did it, sometimes a person realized he made a mistake, and he apologized and he really comes and he, you know, משתפך in front of the חכם, and the חכם is being cold-hearted, we're מתיר anyway because he did what he needed to do. וכן החכם בעצמו מנדה לכבודו לעם הארץ שיפקיר כנגדו, ואין צריך לו עדים ולא התראה, ואין מתירים לו עד שירצה החכם. ואם מת החכם, באים שלושה מתירים לו, ואין כמה סנסיבים נשמם גימן, אוקיי, ויתר. הקורא לחכם מלשין ומסור, אין לך ביזוי גדול מזה ומנדין על זה. אוקיי, ויתר. Says the Rambam, in הלכות סוטה, הגיורת והמשוחררת ואשת הגר ואשת עבד משוחרר, וממזרת ואשת ממזר ואשת הסריס, בן סריס חמה, בן סריס אדם, המותרות לבעליהן, הרן ככל הנשים ושוטות, which means the Rambam holds with regards to סוטה. כדעת מי, עקביה או לחכמים? חכמים, that they drink. Says the... And then we says the Rambam, אסור להאכיל למי שלא נטל ידיו ואף על פי שהוא נותן לתוך פיו. You're not allowed to feed. It's a halakha in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this down also in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to feed somebody that didn't wash his hands. It's אסור, לפני עיוור. ואסור לזלזל בנטילת ידיים. You're not allowed to treat נטילת ידיים lightly. וציוויים הרבה ציוו חכמים ואיסור על הדבר. The חכמים were so careful about נטילת ידיים. אפילו אין לו מים אלא כדי שתייה, נוטל ידיו במקצתן ואחר כך אוכל ושותה מקצתן. Even if you only have drinking water, limited, you use some of it for washing and some of it for drinking. Says the Shulchan Aruch.
So you can't take on a non-religious client out, let's say, if he's eating bread.
That you're not serving him. That's a different story. That if you're not serving him, it's a different story. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Nun Chet. צריך להיזהר בנטילת ידיים, שכל המזלזל בנטילת ידיים, anybody who treats נטילת ידיים lightly, חייב נידוי, ובא לידי עניות, comes to poverty, ונעקר מן העולם, and is removed from the world. That's fun. Okay, now, huh?
That's not big mitzvah, but
they're a banana. You see? The chachamim weren't joking when they said in the beginning of the perek, כל העובר על דברי חכמים, חייב מיטה. Right? A lot of people, כל האומר הקדוש ברוך הוא ותרן יוותרו חייו. הקדוש ברוך הוא is מוכל וסולח, but he's not a ותרן. He doesn't let things go. He's not, you know, he'll turn a blind eye. Hashem doesn't do that. Hashem wasn't joking when he wrote the mitzvot of the Torah. Right? Neither were the chachamim. Weiter.
This is for both the tumah and also for like washing for bread?
Yeah. Nitilat yadayim for bread we're talking about.
The bracha.
Yeah. Says the Rambam.
What if an item is a machloket?
What are you talking about? There's no netilat yadayim on it. Psak halacha. No machloket. Maran shulchan aruch. Siman kuf samachet. Sa'if yudzayin. Not according to the Ramah. It's not according to the Ramah.
Who's it according to?
Okay, it's you want. Hillel and the Gir, Shabbat Lamed Aleph. Says the Rambam, Ma'o minhag, shinhag menudeh. No, yalla. Ma'o minhag, shinhog menudeh be'atzmov, shenohagim imo. Menudeh asu lesaper ulchabes ke'avel kol meniduyo. The menudeh is like an avel. No laundry, no haircuts. Ve'en mezamnin alav. He can't be part of a zimun. Ve'lo kololin oto ba'asara. Not part of a minach ul'davar shetzerch asara. Ve'lo yoshvin imo ba'arba amot. Aval shoneh ule'acharim ve'shonin lo. Ve'niskar ve'socher. Ve'imet beniduyo bedin sholchin u'manichin even al arono. If he dies in his nidui, bedin put a large stone on his casket. Klomar, she'en rugmin oto lefi shu muvdal min atzibur. Ve'en tzerich lomar, she'en maspidin oto. Ve'en melavin et mitato. Certainly, we don't eulogize him or escort his casket to the dirt. Shulchan Aruch, yes, says Maran, Menudeh shemet bedin shulchin umanichin even al arono, ben korein ala velo cholzin velo maspidin, ve'ani mile lafkiruta. Ve'over al divrei chachamim. This is only if he did isurim or over al divrei chachamim, aval lemamona, but if he was put in nidui because of monetary issues, kevan shemet patun migzeratam ven soklin arono maspidin oto karaui. Once he dies, because of a nidui from mamonot, what's the halacha? We let it go, and we don't stone his casket, we give him a hispid, as usual. Says the Rambam, Makom shenagu leechol tzali belele psachim ochlim, makom shenagu shelo leechol en ochlim gzera shem yomur besar pesach hu. Eating roasted meat on lel pesach is talui b'minhag ha-makom. Most of our places, says the Magen Avraham, are places that we have minhag natu. Uvchol makom asu leechol se tzalui kulo keechad belel ze mipnei shenira keochol kadashim b'chutz. And anywhere, even if they have a minhag to eat roasted pieces of meat, but what's the halacha about eating an entire roasted lamb? That's asur anywhere. V'im haya mechutach o shechaser mimenu evar o shalak bo evar v'hu mechubar alei ze mutar b'mkom shenagu. In places where it's mutar, if you cut off a piece or if you cooked a piece of it which is not roasted, then it's mutar in such places. Says Maran Shulchan Aruch Siman Tef Ayin Vav Seim Halacha. מקום שנאגו לאכול צלי בליל פסחים אוכלים, מקום שנאגו שלא לאכול אין אוכלים גזרה שם יאמרו בשר פסח הוא, ובכל מקום אסור לאכול סה צלוי כולו כאחד בלילה זה, מפני שנראה כאוכל קדשים בחוץ, ואם היה מחותך או שחסר ממנו איבר או שלק בו איבר והוא מחובר, הרי זה מותר במקום שנאגו. Says the Rama, ולא יאכל ולא ישתה הרבה יותר מדי, שלא יאכל לפי קומן על אכילה גסה, הוא ישתכר וישן מיד. Another unrelated halacha to us now, but a person should not eat or drink too much on Lel Pesach so you don't fall asleep and so that you can eat the afikoman b'teavon. Says the Rambam, Tanur shechatacho chuliot v'natan chol ben chulia lechulia v'tach betit al hakol mibachutz hare ze mekabel tum'ah. What does the Rambam hold by Tanur shel achnai? Like whom? Like the Chachamim. Says the Rambam, En motzin tamet lekuvro samuch lizman kriyat shema ela imken haya adam gadol v'im itchil v'otzi'uhu והוציאו, והגיע הזמן קריאת שמה, והן מלווין את המת, כל שיש למיטה צורך בהן, כגון נושאי המיטה וחילופיהן, בין שהיו לפני המיטה, בין שהיו לאחר המיטה, פטורין. If they didn't wait for קריאת שמה, and they just started taking it out, and זמן קריאת שמה comes, so anybody who's carrying the mat is פטור, ושאר המלווין שאין למיטה צורך בהן, חייבין. Says מרן, זמן עין בית, אין מוציאים את המת סמוך לקריאת שמה, שאין שהות להוציאו ולקוברו קודם שיגיע זמן קריאת שמה, ואם התחילו להוציאו, אין מפסיקין כדי לקרות. Now, and now he says, that's the one more in Yoreh De'ai, he says the same thing. אין מוציאים את המת סמוך לקריאת שמה, כל שאין שהות להוציאו לקברו קודם שיגיע הזמן קריאת שמה, ואם התחילו להוציאו, אין מפסיקין כדי לקרות. Says the Rama, ויש להמתין מלקוברו עד שיוכלו לשער שכבר התפללו רוב הקהל. They should only take him out of the house to go be buried when they understand that most of the קהל already had a chance to say קריאת שמה and תפילה, ואין חילוק בזה בין קריאת שמה של שחרית לקריאת שמה של ערבית, ויש מקילין משל ערבית, הועילו זמנה כל הלילה. Which has a longer זמן? שמה של ערבית or שחרית? ודאי ערבית. So some say that you're allowed to take out in places like Yerushalayim where they bury at night, so some say that you're allowed to take out before the Zman of Kriyat Shema, because even if you bury him now, you have the whole night to read, so it's not as big of a deal. Says the Rambam, Hayu oskim behesped v'igi Zman Kriyat Shema, בזמן שהמת מונח לפניהן, נשמטין אחד אחד וקורין וחוזרין להספד. If they were giving a hesped in front of the mat, what's the halacha? one by one, they take turns going to read Kriyat Shema. Ena met muta lifnehen, kol ha'am korin Shema, everybody stops to read Shema, ve'avel yoshev domem lefi she'eno chayav likrot, ad she'ikbor et meto. Says Maran, ha'am העוסקים בהספד, בזמן שהאמת מוטה לפניהם, נשמתים אחד אחד וקוראים מתפללים, אין האמת מוטה לפניהם, הם קוראים מתפללים, והעונן יושב ודומם. Says Maran, also in Yoredea, you see he's doing the same thing. There's one Rambam, and then two Marans, one in Hilchot Kriyat Shema, and one in Hilchot Avelut. Says Maran, Shulchan Aruch, העם... העוסקים בהספד, כל זמן שהמת מוטל לפניהם, נשמתים אחד אחד וקוראים נשמע ומתפללים. אין המת מוטל לפניהם, הם יושבים וקוראים, והעונן יושב ודומם. הם עומדים ומתפללים, והוא מצדיק עליו את הדין, ואומר, ירצום לפניך השם אלוקיי, שתגדור פרצותינו, פרצות עמו ישראל. Where's the thing about the guy not having received even one thousandth of his punishment? Yeah, says Maran. הבא לכבד את חברו ולקום מפניו, אומר לו שב. אלא אם כן הוא אבל או חולה, דמשמע, שב באבלות שלך, שב בכל איזה. A person, let's say somebody, you're walking and somebody wants to give you כבוד, and he said, no, sit down. In לשון הקודש, when you say שב, שב can mean sit, and שב can also mean remain. Remain like this. You can tell anybody שב, when they're standing up for your honor, besides for an אבל or a sick person. Because if you tell that to an אבל or a sick person, what can it sound like? Remain in your current state. Ya'ane what? Yeah? So what do you tell him? Lo tzarich la'amod. That's all you can tell him. Okay? Tov. Right. But in English, it doesn't... When you say sit, sit doesn't mean remain. Sit means sit down. Okay? Now, Russian too? How do you say it in Russian? Does it, can it mean remain? Okay. Tov. Beseder. הגה, לא יאמר אדם לא נפרעתי כפי מעשה יוכל יוצא בדברים אלו שאל יפתח פיו לשטן ואל יאמר אדם לאבל ואל יאמר אדם לאבל לך לעשות כי אי אפשר לשנות שזהו כגידוף דמשמע הוא דמשמע האם אפשר לשנות היה עושה לקבל עליו גזרת השם יתברך מאהבה ויתר. Okay, now the next part, I don't think we're going to have time for Musa today, but let's see the ויתר דרמב״ם. Today we have בלעין הרע, a lot of הלכות. קברו את המת וחזרו האבלים לקבל תנחומין. I'm just taking a look at tomorrow short. קברו את המת וחזרו האבלים לקבל תנחומין, וכל העם הולכים אחריהם ממקום הקבר למקום שעומדים בו האבלים לעסוק שורה לקבל תנחומין. אם יכולים העם להתחיל לגמור אפילו פסוק אחד, קודם שיגיעו לשורה, יתחילו. ואם לאו, לא יתחילו. אלא ינחמו את האבלים ואחר שיפטרו מהם יתחילו לקרות. What's the הלכה? If before, when you turn around from the burial, you're walking towards the Shura of the Avil. If you have an opportunity to say even one pasuk of Kriyat Shema before you get there, what's the halacha?
Say it.
בני אדם העומדים בשורה הפנימיים שהם רואים פני האבלים פטורים מקריאת שמע, והחיצוניים הועיל ואינם רואים את האבלים חייבים קריאת שמע במקומן. Says the Ravid, קברו את המת, כתב הראב"ד ז"ל, ודווקא באותן הצריכים לראות פני האבל שהם קרויים פנימיים והם קרובים אליו, דווקא the inner people. Okay. Says מרן עם סימן עין ב', קברו את המת וחזרו האבלים לקבל תנחומין, וכל העם הולכים אחריהם ממקום הקבר למקום שעומדים שם האבלים לעשות שורה לקבל תנחומין. אם יכולים העם להתחיל ולגמור אפילו פסוק אחד, קודם שיגיעו לשורה יתחילו, ואם לאו לא יתחילו. אם יש שעות ביום לקרות אחר כך, which means, what's the הלכה? All of this is speaking about where you'll have time to do it later. Because if you won't have time to say Shema later, סוף זמן קריאת שמע is already here, what do? You do everything now, and the שורה will have to wait. Okay? But what happens if, let's say, you said a pasuk or a parasha, and then you got to the shura? What do we say? You stop there, and then you say tenuham or whatever. When you're done with the nechama of the shura, what do you do then? Nope. Huh? Continue where you left off. You continue where you left off, because this is one of the mekomot that the chachamim allow you to be mafsik, so you can pick up where you left off. Okay?
It's only after kura. For Qura, even if time passes, they will not say.
Correct. Now, if they're involved. Okay. Vaiter. Says the Rambam. Kavru et amet, we saw this. Says Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Yeah. Ha'omdim bashura lenachamo apnimim sheroim pnei avel ptunim v'chatsirim shenem roim pnei avel chayavim. Okay. Very important halacha. Says the Rambam. Kil'ayim, ilchot sha'atnez. Haro'e kil'ayim shel Torah al chavero, afilu haya mehalech bashuk, kofetz lo v'kor'o alav miyad. Which means not only the person himself, but if, let's say, the person doesn't know it himself. Let's say you see on your friend, you see something that you know 100% is kil'ayim de'oraita, what do you do? jump on him and rip it off, even in the middle of the street. Ve'afilu, huh? Well, every second counts. Every second counts. That's what he's saying. Every second counts. No questions. As you're ripping it off, you explain. Or just rip it off and say, I'll explain later. Okay? Vadai. Now.
But we don't see that.
What do you want from me?
Ramchal agrees with
this? Ramchal? This is Gemara Meforeshet. Gemara Meforeshet, Rambam.
But we don't see that today. Many times we see people, you know, the approach today is not that way.
What are you going to do? That's because, you know, we're in a situation where you can get in trouble for doing that, whatever. But lefi halacha, if you see a person engaged in nisu deoraita, you grab it. Now, ואפילו היה רבו שלמדו חוכמה שאין כבוד הבריות דוחה איסור לא תעשה המפורש בתורה ולמה נדחה בשב עבדה מפני שהוא לב של ממון ולמה נדחה בתומעת מת הואילו פרט לך כתוב ולאחותו מפי השמוע למדו לאחותו אינם תמה אבל המתמה הוא למת מצווה אבל דבר שאיסורו מדבריהם הרי הוא נדחה מפני כבוד הבריות בכל מקום if it's only שעטנז מדרבנן what do we say? leave it until he gets home Oh, yeah, that's an interesting. I'm not going to be able to get into it today. I think that's stuff for another shir. To, because by doing that, you'll cause another isur. So, which isur takes precedence? So, that's a very interesting question. Post can talk about it. ואף על פי שכתוב בתורה לא תסור מן הדבר, הרי לב זה נדחה מפני כבוד הבריות. לפיכך, אם היה עליו שעטנה של דבריהם, אינו קוראו עליו בשוק, ואינו פושטו בשוק עד שמגיע לביתו, ואם היה של תורה, פושטו מיד. Like we say, whether you know yourself, somebody else knows, if you know that it is שעטנז מדאורייטה, rip it off.
But why is it different than any other דאורייטה? I still don't understand.
That what?
If somebody else is doing a different דאורייטה,
yeah.
You can stop him. Why don't you have the chiyuv to stop him
Who
there?
Says you don't? Who says you don't?
If somebody's being mechalel Shabbat.
Who says you don't?
Stop him forcefully?
Who says you don't?
Okay.
If you have the power to.
You have the power to do everything, just like Kilayim.
You don't have the power.
Assuming that you don't have the power, just like by Kilayim.
If you had the power to, if there weren't you know legal repercussions for restraining, physically restraining every mechalel Shabbat until the end of Shabbat, okay.
So that applies to every day of life.
Yeah.
So it's like
Kilayim. Vayter, says Maran, הרואה קילאים של תורה על חברו, אפילו היה מהלך בשוק, היה קופץ לו וקוראו מעליו מיד, ואפילו היה רבו, ויש אומרים דם היה לו ושוגג, אין צריך לומר לו בשוק, דם משום כבוד בריאות, תשתוק ואלף רישן משוגג. Some say that if it's בשוגג, even if it's a דאורייטה, you don't have to tell them, but Maran doesn't hold that. ואם היה של דבריהם, אינו קוראו מעליו, אינו פושטו בשוק, עד שמגיע לביתו, ואם היה של תורה, we're going to have to end it here. I just want to tell you that with regards to Hashavat Aveda, the Rosh holds that if it's a Zaken ve'no lefichvodo, he cannot be machmir to pick up the Aveda because it's a bizayon leTorato, but the Rambam holds that it is mutar if he wants to. But and Maran holds like the Rambam that it's not chayav, but if he wants to, he may. And it's not in bezeh isur b'davar. Just to remind you, tomorrow Bezat Hashem Thursday schedule daf starts at 8 o'clock Bezat Hashem, followed by a little of the halachot and a shiur klali the mishmar on the halachot of the daf. But for the night, amen.